With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. With quick action of the Secret Service and other law enforcement officers, tragedy has been averted in Florida earlier today. The FBI says Donald Trump was the target of what appears to have been attempted assassination as he played golf just 9 weeks after he survived an attempt on his life at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. The former president says he's safe and well, and authorities are holding a man in custody. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says a Secret Service agent discovered the man not far from where the former president was golfing.
They have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
The former president was not hurt and says he wants everyone to know that he's doing well. Mr. Trump also paid tribute to the Secret Service agents and other law enforcement officers who took part in apprehending the suspect. Also at SRNnews.com, the strongest typhoon to hit Shanghai since 1949 made landfall with powerful winds and rains after 400,000 people were evacuated. Flights, ferries, and train services were suspended in the megacity and in neighboring provinces, disrupting travel during the Mid-Autumn Festival. More than 60,000 emergency responders and firefighters were on hand to lend aid. Babinka made landfall Monday with winds of 94 miles per hour near its center. Air Canada and the union representing pilots have come to terms on an agreement that's likely to prevent a shutdown of the airline. Talks between the company and the Airline Pilots Association produced a tentative four-year collective agreement. Air Canada says terms will remain confidential until ratification by union members and approval by the airline's board of directors over the next month. Striking machinists at Boeing are walking picket lines after rejecting a proposed contract that would have raised their wages by 25% over 4 years. This is SRN News. TV shows are pushing abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington.
As millions of voters in multiple states prepare to decide whether or not to enshrine the procedure in their constitutions this fall, Hollywood is churning out more and more shows that deal with abortion. Episodes of several popular programs have featured abortion stories lately, and in each case, a woman's decision to terminate her pregnancy is portrayed as beneficial and praiseworthy. At least 10 states have abortion votes scheduled for November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling that blocks Arizona from enforcing a 2022 law that bans boys from playing on girls' sports teams. A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the lower court that before puberty there are no significant differences between boys and girls in athletic performance. The case will now be sent back to the lower court, and the law will remain blocked while the case is litigated. This is SRN News. The government's Road Safety Agency wants the auto industry to design new vehicles that will reduce pedestrian deaths and injuries.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will propose new rule-setting performance requirements to minimize the risk of pedestrian head injuries. The rule is aimed largely at SUVs and pickup trucks, which have grown in size and hood height over the years, causing blind spots for drivers. The agency says the rule would save 67 lives per year. Data shows that pedestrian deaths when hit by the front of a vehicle are most common for SUVs and trucks. John Scott reporting.
A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed rebels has landed in an open area in central Israel and triggered air raid sirens at an international airport. It's the latest reverberation from the nearly year-long war in Gaza. Israel hinted that it would respond militarily to the missile launch, which happened early Sunday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.